GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Do you recall about a week ago we were talking with Jeremiah Childs of the University of Maine College Republicans? It's a bit of a follow-up, and we touched on this on Friday when we received a note back from Jeremiah. Jeremiah, are we even allowed to say you're with the University of Maine College Republicans? Because we don't even know if you still have claim to that name of that organization. What's going on?
Well, we do till Thursday. That's for sure.
Listeners will remember that we talked with Jeremiah about their invitation for Michelle Malkin, the conservative blogger and author, and finding, well, one, two, three, four locations that eventually said no. We're not interested in hosting the event here, and then they wound up at the Sebattis town office. How are we doing so far in recalling the story, Jeremiah?
That sounds right, but now we got the latest development in the story.
Okay, well, take us to what happened this past week when, because as you told listeners, and George, correct me if I'm wrong on this, you're not an official organization unless you have an advisor. You had an advisor. Something went south, and by the way, I ran into your former advisor on Friday in downtown Bangor. But then now you're reapplying to be University of Maine College Republicans. Is that the case? And with whom do you seek that filing?
Well, with our student government. So what the timeline happened is school started back on Tuesday. To become a club again, you have to get a new advisor. We actually had an advisor all ready to go during our winter break and last time I was on the show. That just wasn't public information because our advisor gets harassed every time we release one, and that's why they quit most of the time. However, someone else registered under our name the same day we did. Just, it sounds like minutes before.
Well, it isn't your name. It's a name you want, right?
Oh, it is actually our name. I'm actually the vice chairman of the Maine Federation of College Republicans. College Republicans is actually a big organization, and this is our UMaine chapter.
So, okay. So you had the name previous, but you
That's
had
correct.
To reconnect with student government and apply to still operate under the name University of Maine College Republicans. But what? Tell us about going into the office and filing for the name and then finding out that someone had stepped in either minutes before and took your name.
That was a horrible experience. So we go in, we rushed around, we scrambled around, we turn in the paperwork, and then we get an email like 15 minutes later. Almost exactly 15 minutes later, I get an email saying, sorry to inform you, someone else just filed under the UMaine College Republicans. And I'm like, I run the College Republicans. Who might that be? It was not me.
Have you any knowledge of who the other group are, the people? Do you know anybody?
No, we do not. The university is actually keeping it under wraps who it is. I actually learned everything I know about the group from Amy Fried on Twitter.
Amy Fried is the former advisor. I ran into her in downtown Bangor on Friday. She actually came up to me and said, you were talking about me.
I love that.
And I said, well, people were talking about you, so yes, we talked about you. She said that she sought to be a fair and balanced advisor to the University of Maine College Republicans. I'm going to paraphrase what she said, not trying to put words in her mouth, but she said, she kind of shrugged her shoulders and said, I don't know why people are talking about me. I don't really perceive what I did or anything that I did to be out of line. And I'm not asking you to comment on that, Jeremiah, but you said that you learned via posts from your former advisor, Amy Fried, about who the other group might be trying to come in and operate under the name University of Maine College Republicans.
Yeah. And this is why I have issues with her being our advisor. So if she would have disagreed with our bring Michelle Malkin and left because of it, I'm actually totally fine with that. The only thing I would have asked her to be differently is instead of saying that she was having family problems, be open and honest with us, and also give us time to find a new advisor so we don't have troublemakers on campus do what's happened to us right now.
What kind of...
And also, she family, knew
Whoa, hang on. Whoa, because I think George and I have the same question.
She said she had family problems and you're being harassed?
Yes.
Tell me about your harassment first.
Would you say I couldn't hear you there?
Who's harassing you?
Like, what happens is the university over and over again has suspended us, and the university is now claiming that there's some other club that's actually the legitimate club. The university just won't leave me alone. It may be a little hyperbolic, but it feels like harassment at this point.
You also mentioned, and let me ask, maybe the real focus of George's question is, you said anyone that had stepped up to act as your advisor perhaps became a subject of harassment.
Okay, yeah, that happens all the time. They'll get hundreds of emails and phone calls. All the information about who's part of clubs is actually public information. So usually left-wing activists take that information and send horrible emails. I get them too.
Okay. So where are you now in the process of, well, step back. Do you know who it is that's trying to step in and operate as the University of Maine College Republicans? Is it a more someone who is a moderate Republican, someone who is far to the right, someone who's a little more to the left? Do you have any idea?
We have suspicions on who it is, but all we know for sure is what Amy Fried told us, that it may be one of Susan Collins' interns.
Oh.
So if I had to take a guess, it's probably someone who's moderately left-wing, because that's normally who they are. Like Jared Golden was actually one of Susan Collins' workers. They're usually not usually not right-wing at all. But that's all we have for ideas. And if this was us, the university would probably give out our name in a heartbeat.
How many people are we talking about here? You say hundreds of emails. It sounds like there are hundreds of people out there who are involved in this, and it can't possibly be. So how many people are actually involved in your group?
Well, our group itself is about 20 people. However, people from all over the state will email me. And this is what actually happened to Michelle Mulkin and all the venues that canceled. Hundreds of people will call these venues, and that's why they canceled. They just don't want to deal with it.
So you say when you have an advisor that steps up, they get bludgeoned with emails from someone from the left or the right. Do people sign their names?
Yeah, that does happen.
And I don't know if there's
sometimes
any...
Sometimes they're anonymous.
So I didn't know...
We'll get these, like, spam accounts.
I didn't know if there was any connection being able to draw between those names and anyone who has, for instance, called or sought to oppose any of Michelle Malkin's appearances.
I wouldn't know, but if I had to guess, so probably. A lot of these are fake accounts or spam, and I just don't know how they managed to organize that sort of thing. It's quite shocking that this happened here in the state of Maine. This actually happened before, the exact same thing at the University of Washington in Seattle.
Now you know how the Russians do it, right? They've got a bot out there somewhere spitting out emails.
Yeah, it's very possible. It's also everything, like the spelling's weird. It's almost like those, phishing emails some of them read, where like things are just a little bit off, but it's clearly spam.
We're talking with Jeremiah Childs with the University of Maine College Republicans. We'll put that in the GHRT air quotes. After what you heard the account of last week of booking and scheduling Michelle Malkin to appear and the trouble in finding a venue to which they could appear and even keeping it secret until, well, the last moments. And now the effort to resubmit their name and become an official college organization again, someone stepping in arguably minutes before and staking claim to the name. Not sure who that is. Now, what is the process? You mentioned Thursday becomes a key day in some decision as to whether or not you and your current band of brothers, maybe sisters as well, can retain that name. What happens on Thursday?
So we got an email back after the Thursday, last Thursday, saying that the school had no idea what to do. I think they do have a very clear decision. We actually have we have the bank account. We have all the stuff. We're part of the main federation. We're recognized by the main federation. So they pushed it off till Thursday for us to gather more evidence and letters from GOP officials to somehow prove our legitimacy that we're the real group.
Well, do you have those letters? Do you have those endorsements?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. We have from our other College Republicans chapters. We actually have a letter from the main Federation of College Republicans, which I just happen to run as well. And then our vice chairman, Nick Isgro, wrote a letter on behalf of the main GOP. So I think it's kind of a clear-cut case, but the university is not so friendly to us.
Well, we haven't talked to the university in all fairness, so we're talking to you, and I suppose at some point we should, but it is a kind of an interesting story, but you're in college for an educational experience, and apparently you're getting one.
That is true. So the university actually said they were willing to help us become a club, and now this is sort of thrown a wrench into their plan.
Hmm. There are those that think that the universe, I'm going to read this text message that came into us in our conversation with you, Jeremiah, and get your reaction to it. Okay. This is what a listener writes to us. Okay. It sounds to me like the University of Maine is flexing its liberal academic muscles. Do you see the University of Maine flexing its liberal academic muscle in this situation?
Well, I mean, at this point, this is student government. It's not like the university proper, and the student government has no control over who registers clubs, and this is just a bunch of troublemakers.
All
the
right.
Advisor thing, that's a different story. That's on the university. That's university policy.
Mm. And you do have a new advisor, but you don't want to disclose who it is out of fear that they will be once again bludgeoned with emails.
Yeah, and it's not actually a Republican. It's a Democrat who stepped up, who thinks our treatment of us is wrong. And I think I really respect that. He also promised if he ever quit that he would give us 2 weeks heads up so we could actually find one so we don't be suspended immediately.
Does your advisor have to be on the same campus as which the organization operates?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, we'd probably look to Maine Machias. That would be the only other one. If the rules are not clear, but it's possible they could be from UMaine at Machias because we have the same president.
Well, that was my thought because we know of Jonathan Reisman, the associate professor at the University of Maine at Machias. He's the gentleman who's now taking his case of need I be and pay dues to this labor union when I do not agree with their political stance. He's seeing that with the Buckeye Institute going all the way to the Supreme Court. And if you can have an advisor that is not on your campus proper, but yet affiliated with UMaine Machias because it's all under the same roof, I wonder if Jonathan Reisman might be able to serve as an advisor to you.
That actually may be a good idea going forward in the future. I'll have to actually look into the rules about that. We thought about that. We just didn't have any context that Maine Machias. That could be a good idea.
Okay.
I'm certainly thinking out of the box.
If it works, tell them it was George Hale's idea. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.